This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good morning, show. Welcome to the weekend. Happy Valentine's Day. Larry Richard along with our anchorman, Paul Rasmussen. And again, we want to thank everybody who participated in our Warm-a-thon for Dollar Energy, nearly $150,000 raised to help families in need yesterday. And due to our programming yesterday with the Warm-a-thon, we've asked our Thursday guest, Dr. Mike Hutchinson, to join us this morning from Animal General, LaSalle Plaza in Cranberry. Doc, good morning.
Good morning. How are you two doing?
Good. I saw the winner of the Westminster Dog Show. Paul and I were talking about this week. A giant schnauzer, wasn't it? Named Monty.
Monty.
Yeah, Monty. It was a great name.
What is the disposition of a schnauzer? They seem like they're little aggressive.
Well, they have miniature schnauzers. They seem real tough. And the giant schnauzers are tough dogs, too, but they're very, very gentle, great family dogs. I actually love those dogs. Even the miniature schnauzers that can be really rambunctious, they're sweet dogs, too. I like them all. That whole schnauzer family is a good family.
Yeah, that was one of the two breeds I was considering when I got my first adopted my first dachshund. It was either that or a mini schnauzer.
Yeah, I love their tough personalities. They're great dogs.
Yeah, they're scrappers.
It's kind of like our producer, Aaron. Very tough on the surface, but very nice, actually.
I heard that.
Tough on us. All right, let's get to our questions.
Sarah in Evans City starts us off, Dr. Mike. She says, I have a 9-year-old basset hound. He tends to get fatty lumps all over his body. Had some removed, but they keep showing up. What can I do naturally to decrease his getting the lumps or shrink their size?
Yeah, I know. That's a good question. So these are lipomas, which are, you know, benign fatty tumors that develop beneath the skin. And you can surgically remove them, and that one's gone, but then others appear. They have their own stem cells. So they, unfortunately, some dogs are very prone to them. But there's no evidence or scientific evidence that we can give put them on some special natural treatment to make them dissolve. But we can keep them lean, put them on high-quality protein. I usually try to get those dogs off of carbohydrate diets. In other words, maybe canned food. They have a little higher protein in them. And then we keep them lean and exercise them. It's the best you can do, omega-3 fatty acids. It still may not work in certain individuals, but it's a good start. You don't always exercise them. People get them too, and so do birds, and oddly enough, you can put a bird on a diet and they'll reabsorb, they'll go away. But that's the only species that does that are the avians, not the people, not the animals.
Wait a minute. I've always heard if you eat like a bird, you're not eating much. Right?
Sure. That must be why they dissolve.
All right. Lori in Pittsburgh wants to know, this is a good weather-related question, is it safe to have my dog groomed in the winter or should I wait until it's warmer?
It's always safe to have them groomed in the winter. The only precaution I would give is make sure your dog or cat is thoroughly dried before going out into the weather, of course. but it's great for their skin. You know, a lot of dogs and cats get dry skin during the winter from the dry heat. So it's a great thing. I always say brush them a lot, groom them, and I think it's a great idea any time of the year. And but just make sure, good common sense, make sure they're dry before you let them out. You don't have to wait till spring.
Brent in Shadyside wants to know if you can provide some tips on how to stop his dog from barking excessively. He says if the dog hears or sees anything outdoors, he barks.
Yeah, that can be frustrating for any owner. Well, one of the things, the simplest one is called the ABS, the anti-bark system. It has a little citronella cartridge that when they bark, it diffuses a little bit of citronella in a burst. And dogs don't like to smell and bark. They usually won't do that. So it's a really good aid. You can put that on. It's incredibly safe. I've been using it since the 90s. It's one of those products. The breeders like it. They have lots of dogs. And when dogs start barking, it can drive them nuts. So that's one good aid. Otherwise, you have to work on desensitizing them by putting them, you know, expose them to those trigger events, the sounds or the whatever, the things going out on outside, the sights that trigger them. And then you have to interrupt that behavior with another sound usually. I tell people clickers work well. And then reward them for that behavior. 100 interruptions can break that behavior, but it takes 100 interruptions. So you can desensitize them, but the anti-bark system collar, the ABS collar will help a lot. You can search them online. A lot of places sell them. Just make sure you get good reviews.
All right, Doc, what are you doing for your wife, Beth, on Valentine's Day?
Well, she picked, we're going to go out to eat. So okay. I offered to cook her something, and she said, no, I want to go out to eat.
So, I hear women think it's very sexy when a man cooks for them barefoot. I don't know why that is. Anyway, we'll give Beth our best. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll talk to you next Thursday.
All right. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Appreciate it. Dr. Mike Hutchinson of Animal General. You know what would be a good song for him? I just thought of this.
Okay. Oh, how sweet.
Right? He could play this for Beth.
Yeah.
I mean, she knows he loves animals, yeah. But he loves her too, right?
Muskrat love. I think this is the Captain and Tennille version.
Yeah. I'm not sure I ever really liked Muskrat Love song, especially when they got into this stuff.
No, it wasn't.
Sounded
for
like
me.
Muskrat Love was Dawn of the Dead there.
I love you.
Well, not so fast. Happy Valentine's Day doesn't necessarily mean you're heading to the Chapel of Love. Maybe you've been there already. Maybe you met that special someone at work. Oh, this is perfect for our next guest. Paul, you'll love this. Dr. James Atkinson is the Vice President of Thought Leadership at SHRM, and he graduated from University of Michigan and Ohio State. Doc, good morning. Welcome to Pittsburgh.
Hello. Thank you.
Appreciate you being here. So we've invited you because romance in the workplace has taken a bunch of turns. First of all, so many people weren't in the office, and now people are starting to trickle back, so there's more and more interaction, but it seems like a natural place for singles to meet somebody else.
Yes, absolutely. We did some research here at SHRM and found that actually more than half of U.S. workers have either been in or currently are in a workplace romance, and even just in the last year, about 1 in 6 workers have been out on a date with one of their colleagues.
In some places, the companies try to, you know, discourage that. In fact, some make it a mandate that you can't date people you work with. That seems kind of counterproductive because it's human nature when people are together that they get together.
Yes, absolutely. Well, what we find is that only about 1 in 20 organizations have a pretty restrictive policy against workplace relationships. For most of the organizations out there, there are some allowances in terms of getting a workplace relationship together.
And by the way, SHRM is the Society for Human Resource Management. What you do is you talk about all things related to HR and in the workplace on a daily basis, but it can become problematic for some people at work.
Yes, absolutely. And I think as we surveyed more than 2,000 HR professionals, one of the concerns that they brought up was about 2 in 3 said they were concerned that these types of relationships could lead to unfair treatment or some kind of favoritism shown at work. But what we like to advise our HR community on is just to make sure that they are prepared in advance, that they are communicating very clearly what the guidelines are, that they are communicating that very early in the tenure of their employees, and that they are communicating that often. And I think Valentine's Day is a good day to remind your employees about what those policies are.
Dr. Atkinson, I'm looking at a recent survey of where people have been meeting their significant others recently. And the first one, of course, is through friends. But number two on the list is at work. And so I think what you're saying about the HR professionals setting clear guidelines is really important because so many people do meet at work.
Yes, absolutely. And it's also important for employees to know what those policies are as well. You have to know what is allowed at your organization. As I said, very few have outright restrictions, but there are restrictions in place. So for example, you may not be able to have a relationship between a manager and a direct report, or relationships within the same department may not be allowed. So you have to know kind of what is allowed and then also what your responsibilities are as an employee. You know, when do you need to tell someone that you're in a relationship and who do you need to talk to? Most of the time it is your HR professional.
And according to your study, a third of U.S. workers have witnessed public displays of affection at work. And half of these are deemed as inappropriate.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, what you choose to do at work, that's a different matter than what the overall relationship could be like. And for a lot of people, it does feel uncomfortable to see that kind of public display of affection at work. So you want to be respectful of your colleagues and creating a good workplace culture all around in any of your actions.
All right, where can people find details of your survey, Doc?
Yes, well, you can find that on our website at sherm.org, and that'll be the best place to find that information.
And that's 8shrm.org, Dr. James Atkinson. Appreciate your time this morning, Doc. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much for having me today.
You got it.
You know, Larry, I met two of my significant others at work. Long-term relationships.
Marty and Colin.
Yeah. And I find that little has changed over the years that I've been working. It's generally the same basic rules. You know, don't date in your department. Don't date a subordinate, you know, under your authority.
I don't know what our policy is because it obviously doesn't apply to you. Well, it could for some, even if you're married. Aaron, do you know when you were recently onboarded last year,
right,
with the company, did you ever go over any of that information?
I actually didn't. And like you said, I do feel like I agree with what the doctor said. And also, to your point, it's not addressed as heavily, maybe sometimes, because it is human nature.
Right.
It's almost like we actually want people within the office to have chemistry, working chemistry. And if it leads to something else, we're going to trust that they're adults and can handle it. And, you know, that's just the unfortunate part. If you do break up or something happens, typically someone ends up quitting or whatever that, you know, but mm-hmm. You got to be an adult about it.
You know, I have to remember that one time in the workplace.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I worked with a couple that no one knew they were dating. That's how careful they were about.
Yeah, then there's yeah. that.
And
yeah.
and when we did learn that they were a couple, they finally arrived at a company party together. It was like, oh my gosh, we never knew.
I wonder who the secret lovers are here. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Why not? That's next month, isn't it? The Pittsburgh Steelers will play in Ireland next season for a regular season game. And it is the talk of the town. And joining us from the Pittsburgh Business Times is Mr. Paul Gopf. You can see Paul on the radio on our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Paul, good morning.
Good morning. I'm only two generations out of Ireland, so that did me very good.
What part of Ireland is your family from, Paul?
I have my father's family's both from near Belfast and also down near Cork, so north and south. But we just like to call it one Ireland.
And this is a big deal. I know a lot of fans forget about the records, forget about all the talk, just to be in Ireland, in Dublin, with the Steelers. The demand for this is huge, isn't it?
Yes, I keep hearing a lot about it with people that I wouldn't have expected to want to go to Ireland. They really are looking forward to when those tickets go on sale.
Well, this is the catch. No other sports, I guess, of any of the major sports leagues announces their schedules as late as the NFL. So we're not officially going to know until maybe the first week in May at the latest. But still, that's a long ways off, and a lot of people are chomping at the bit to try to make their arrangements. Though I hear, through a birdie, that they've done some background checking on Croke Park, which will be the stadium the Steelers will play in, to try to find when there's an opening, right?
Yeah, that's a good point. I think there are a lot of people doing whatever that version of bracketology would be.
and it sounds like September 28th might be a date. And again, I caution people, that's not official by any means. That's just the talk of the town right now. But what about getting there? I know that their official airline is Aer Lingus to Ireland, and then they have Ryan Airlines there. They can fit 82,000 people. I'm guessing 80,000 of them will be Steelers fans.
Yeah, I think there'll be a lot of people going over there. Now, there are no direct nonstop flights between Pittsburgh and Dublin right now. So you'll have to kind of see how you're going to go. Either you're going to go the British Airways flight and then skipping over from Heathrow to Dublin, or perhaps Icelandair if they're still flying seasonally from to Reykjavik and then to Dublin. There's a couple ways, and obviously the regular ways that would be, you know, you'd go otherwise, you know, Chicago to London or Dublin or New York there or Philadelphia.
Paul, what about money? What about spending on this when you total it all up, airfare and tickets and then lodging?
That's a good question. You know, especially if you don't know when those flights are going to be, then that means you're either further down the metaphorical runway of the budget before you get there. So obviously, if it's September and October, that's still a relatively more expensive in-season way to get there. And then I'm sure the prices will be higher, and the hotels and other accommodations will be harder to get to. I mean, I know I was in Cardiff, Wales 2 years ago, didn't realize that Ed Sheeran was playing there, and I ended up staying 100 miles away. So, you know, that was a very interesting kind of time.
So it's gonna save me the same. Yeah, on that September 28th, which seems to be a target date, and again, caution people, that's just what people are saying. That is not official. But even so, people are speculating, so they're reserving hotel rooms already for that week and weekend. And somebody, and I've never done an Airbnb, but somebody said that. Have you ever done one, Paul?
Yes, I have done an Airbnb. You know, if I were going, by the way, Paul, I would be interested in a package being offered by the Steelers or whwhoever it would be.
Or Aer Lingus, because they do travel packages as well. I do think that there are a lot of things you'll have to be concerned about, whether the airfare, the flight, getting in and out, you know, and then also a hotel, depending on if there's anything else that's going on there in Dublin, too.
There's a place called Hog's Breath in Dublin, Paul's, and it is the longest continuous operating bar on the island, and it dates back to the 1500s. You're not going to believe this. So every St. Patrick's Day, we would reach out and have, you know, somebody on from the Hog's Breath, right, with the great Pittsburgh connection. Well, it turns out that the guy who was managing the Hog's Breath married a girl from Pittsburgh.
That's fantastic.
So I just typed a search in, you know, travel packages, Aer Lingus, Steelers game, that kind of thing. And one of the results was a website called On Location, and they're selling official Steelers Dublin fan packages, right? And they got a couple things you can do. You can sign up on the wait list for, I don't know what exactly for, but then they have a priority access set up where you get, you know, all these extras. It's sold out already, guys.
Yeah.
It's sold out.
This is the hottest ticket. I'm saying this is bigger than, in terms of people's desire to do this, than I think the U.S. Open or anything that I've known in recent history outside of the Steelers maybe going to a Super Bowl, which has been a while, and the last one was in Dallas. So it's a hot, hot ticket, and the crazy part is no one can lock in the date with 100% certainty, right?
No, and there also are a lot of fans in the NFL, NFL fans that are in the UK as well. I can't speak necessarily Ireland, but I can speak to Wales. I have several friends who've never been here and are Steelers fans, and perhaps even only speak to me because I live in Pittsburgh. I don't know.
Yeah, and if you don't know, the Steelers have an official relationship sanctioned by the NFL with Mexico, Germany, and, of course, Ireland with the great history of the Rooney family. So we'll see, Paul. Are you going to go?
I am not, no.
What?
No, I
you got to cover this.
How about you, Larry? No, Larry, how about you?
I'm going, man.
Like you're gonna go.
I don't care how it happens. I'm going. Yeah, you got this. A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Oh, yeah. But you know what, though? If you fly Aer Lingus, you're going to have to fly from Cleveland. Won't that be a bitter pill for Steelers fans?
On that note, thank you, Paul. Read all about it in the Pittsburgh Business Times with Paul Goff. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
You too. Take care. Thanks.
Yeah, it is a hot, hot ticket.
Yeah, perfect.
And I can tell you.
I mean, I was shocked to see that this priority access thing was sold out already.
Wink, wink.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. This is the Big K Morning Show. Thank you for choosing us. I want to talk to you, Paul, Aaron, about Ireland. The demand for this, the second, last Friday, it's been just about exactly a week ago that they announced the Steelers would be playing a regular season game in Dublin. And people went nuts.
Yeah, but travel agents have been busy.
I got so many texts, you know, do you know the inside information? When's the game? And again, the NFL doesn't put out their schedule until really late. However, they have to coordinate with so many different things. And playing in Ireland, obviously, they have to find an open date because that stadium in Croke Park seats about 82,000. It's a soccer stadium. And the NFL, as I understand it, spent over a year doing kind of a site survey and logistics to make sure that it could handle an NFL game. So this is pretty cool for the Steelers. They actually played a preseason game there, but that was way back. I think it was 1987. And
you say next week, maybe we'll know something?
We might not know the date. We won't know the date 100%. Okay. I don't believe.
Yeah.
However, if you want to get in on the action and go, that's what I'm talking about.
Aha.
There's a plan.
Okay.
That will be revealed here on the Big K Morning Show. So next week.
Imagine being in the travel business right now and not being able to sell anything or give any answers about it, right?
How this is going to work, that part is there'll be a deposit, you know, of some. And there'll be a game plan around the trip, including tickets to the game, obviously, and accommodations, that kind of stuff. But it'll be flexible in terms of, you know, when the game is officially announced for the date.
And for some Steelers fans, I would imagine whatever it costs doesn't matter. They just want to do this so much, especially those with some Irish heritage, right?
Yeah, and I've been to Ireland. My dad's mom, my grandmother, 100% Irish, from the county Cork, the Dooleys and O'Neills. And people would say, 40 shades of green. I'm like, well, how green can it be? And then when I got there, I was like, ah. And the people are amazing. And they have a great affinity for Americans. You know, so many people in the first wave of immigrants were escaping the potato famine and came here. And they ended up in southwestern Pennsylvania. It looks a lot like parts of Ireland, you know, so it felt like home, I guess. And yeah, we have a great connection, obviously, with the Rooney family and so many others. It's going to be spectacular. So stay tuned next week. I'm going to tell you something you won't